June 8, 1899. Few are those who have the goodwill to be saved. Bitternesses and sweetnesses. My adorable Jesus still continues to make himself seen, all benignity and sweetness. This morning, while I was together with him, he repeated again, "Tell me, what do you want?" Immediately I said, "Jesus, my dear, what I would really want is that the whole world would convert."
What a request out of the blue.
But still, my loving Jesus told me, "I would content you, if only everyone had the goodwill to be saved. Yet, to show you that I would gladly grant everything you have said, let us go together into the midst of the world, and all those whom we will find with the goodwill to be saved, as evil as they might be, I will give to you." So we went out into the midst of the people, to see who had the goodwill to be saved. But to our greatest disappointment, we found a number so very scarce that it is pitiful even just to think about it. In this number, so very scarce, there was my confessor, the majority of priests, and part of the faithful, but not everyone from Corato. Then he showed me the various offenses he was receiving. I prayed him to let me share in his sufferings, and Jesus poured his bitternesses from his mouth into mine. After this, he told me, "My daughter, I feel my mouth too embittered. Oh, please, I beg you to sweeten it." I said to him, "I would gladly give you anything, but I have nothing. You yourself tell me, what can I give you?" And he told me, "Let me suckle milk from your breasts, for in this way you will be able to sweeten me." And in the very act of saying this, he lay down in my arms and began to suckle. While he was doing this, a fear came to me that he might not be baby Jesus, but the devil. Therefore I placed my hand on his forehead, and I signed him with the cross, "Per signum crucis."
Jesus looked at me all festive, and while still suckling, he smiled, and with his lively eyes, he seemed to tell me,
"I'm not a demon, I'm not a demon." After he seemed to be satiated, he got up, standing on my lap, and kissed me all over. Now, since I too felt my mouth bitter from the bitternesses he had poured into me, I felt the desire to suckle from the breasts of Jesus. But I did not dare to. But Jesus invited me to do it. And so I plucked up courage, and I began to suckle. Oh, what sweetness of paradise came from that holy breast. But who can express it? And then I found myself inside myself, all inundated with sweetnesses and contentments. Now, I will explain that when it happens that Jesus suckles from my breasts, the body does not participate in it at all. Rather, it happens when I am outside of myself. It seems that this thing happens only between the soul and Jesus. And when he wants to do this, he's always a baby. It is so certain that it is only the soul and not the body that, when this happens, I always find myself either in the vault of the heavens or wandering through other points of the earth. Sometimes then, I said that as I returned to myself, I felt a pain at that place from which baby Jesus had suckled, because in suckling, sometimes he would do it a little strongly, and so much so that it seemed that through that suckling, he wanted to pull out my heart from inside my breast. Therefore, I felt a sensible pain. And as I would return to myself, the soul would communicate it to the body. Moreover, this happens also in other things, as for example, when the Lord transports me outside of myself and lets me share in the crucifixion. Jesus himself lays me on the cross and pierces my hands and feet through with the nails. I feel such pain that I feel myself dying. Then, when I find myself inside myself, I feel it well in my body, and so much so as to be unable to move my fingers or my arm. And so with the other sufferings that the Lord shares with me. To say everything, I would be too long. I also remember that when Jesus would suckle from my breasts, he would place his mouth there. But it is from my heart that I would feel him draw whatever he suckled. And so much so, that while he would do this, at times I have felt my heart being torn from my breast. And sometimes, feeling a most vivid pain, I said to him, "My pretty little one, really, you are too impertinent. Do it more gently, for it hurts very much." And he would laugh to himself. In the same way, when I am the one suckling from Jesus, it is from his heart that I draw that milk or blood. And so much so that for me, suckling from the breast of Jesus is the same as drinking from his side. I will add also another thing. Since the Lord every now and then is pleased with pouring a most sweet milk from his mouth, or with letting me drink his most precious blood from his side, then, when he does this, of wanting to suckle from me, he suckles nothing else but what he himself has given me. Because I have nothing with which to sweeten him, but much with which to embitter him. This is so true that sometimes, in the very act in which he suckled from me, I suckled from Jesus, and I perceived clearly that what he was drawing from me, was nothing other than what he himself was giving me. It seems that I have explained myself enough, as much as I could.